This is Leo Bayview for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. Yeah, we're in September. The first week of September brings us back to school beyond Labor Day, pushing up against the vernal equinox. And among all the wonders of the season, maybe the most wonderful is the bounty of harvest season. And I have on the phone with us this morning, Julie Allen. Julie, you're calling in from just out in Clover Valley, aren't you?
Yep, that's right.
You homestead out there? Your family's been out here for a few years now?
Yep, just a couple years in Clover Valley, starting a farm.
And Julie, you have a very big role in a very exciting event, the 28th Annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival that is organized, put on by the Lake Superior Sustainable Farming Association. You want to give us a little bit of the lay of the landscape of the work of both statewide and the local chapter of this amazing organization? I'm not sure how long SFA has been in existence, but seems to have always been here in my recollection. I've been here about 40 years. I don't know if they go back that far.
Okay, I actually don't either. I want to say it's close to 30, 35 years. And like you said, we are part of the statewide Sustainable Farming of Minnesota Association that has 9 chapters around the state. And we're the Lake Superior chapter, which covers northeast Minnesota as well as northwest Wisconsin. And we are a coalition of producers and consumers moving food and farming practices into a sustainable future. So we put on events for farmers, farmer-to-farmer education and demonstration, and then we also do this Harvest Festival, which is coming up on September 10th, and that's our, by far, biggest and most public event that we put on, like you said, now for 28 years.
Yeah, let's give the details about all the fun stuff that's coming up. Just give an exact overview here. We have the Bayfront Festival Park is the site, and it begins at 10 a.m. this coming Saturday. What are the other logistics people know about getting there, parking, any other details they need to pay attention?
Yeah, so it's important to point out it's one day only, just right. Saturday from 10 to 4, and it's free admission into the festival, but you do have to pay $10 per car to park at Bayfront. So right in downtown Duluth along the water, and you can find us on our website and on Facebook, as well as like event calendars online and around town. Yeah, like you said, it's going to be great and looks like good weather. We usually have 5,000 to 10,000 people come.
Wow.
Depending on the weather. We host, it's the biggest farmers market of the season, of the region. That'll include vegetables, of course. Season's Bounty will be showing off, as well as lots of cottage food producers. So that's your baked goods and jams and jellies and stuff like that. And that, to us, that's where Harvest Fest started. That's the premier feature of Harvest Festival. And it also includes a large art and craft festival with all local artisans. And then a renewable energy fair with electric vehicles on display. And that's all in the upper part of Bayfront, sort of near the entrance. And then as you walk down into the bowl, there'll be a variety of different demonstrations going on. Forging Community will be blacksmithing. The Duluth Folk School will be most likely woodworking. And then our community exhibitor tent will have, I think it's 20 or so community organizations.
Yeah.
And then there's live music all day under the pavilion. And there's also a really nice food court with, you know, Duluth Coffee, Love Creamery, Third Street Bakery, and several other food trucks. So it's going to be great. Lots of good food, lots to learn, lots to shop local.
So Julie, and you are the person who is coordinating all of this. What exactly is the hat that you wear then with the Lake Superior SFA, Sustainable Farming Association?
So
are you the grand poobah?
Well, you could call me that, sure. We are a really small nonprofit. We operate on a small budget. Everyone is a volunteer except me. I work part-time to run all of our events and Harvest Fest. And so I'm the chapter coordinator with our chapter of SFA and then the Harvest Festival director. And I have a lot of volunteers helping me to set up and break down. And during the day on Saturday, it would not be possible without all of our volunteers. And I also have a volunteer planning committee that helps out. doing all the planning. But I'm doing all the nuts and bolts, signing everybody up, and I've been repainting all of our signs that go up around the festival. And yeah, like I said, we strive to keep our costs low so that we can have a inexpensive event for our vendors and local farmers, and to keep it free to the public to attend.
Kind of was curious to me if this is part and parcel of how you operate all year long, because you have these farmer-to-farmer farm tours, workshops, educational opportunities. It seems like you probably rely a lot on in-kind and cooperative effort to do things. You have some fixed costs, like probably putting up big tents at some place, and I don't know what all the costs amount to, but you're doing a lot of logistical organization. Do you rely on for this particular event on people sponsoring? Are there any organizational donors that help make this happen that you need to acknowledge or feel you should?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Everything you said is true. In addition to our volunteers, it wouldn't be possible without our donors. So the Whole Foods Co-op is a large donor, Essentia Health, WLSSD, The North, 1033 are all our major sponsors. And then we have a list of other sponsors that are on our website as well.
I told you before that we could do this event by the numbers. That sounds a little dry, but I saw that there were 8 supporting donor sponsors and 9 additional donor organizations. And
it takes many hands. Yep, and 105 vendors.
Wow. Everything from more mainstream food trucks to the really artisan food vendors, including I even see the Two Harbors Baker, who's often at our farmer's market up here, is down there this weekend. Again, this is everyone I'm speaking with, Julie Allen, coordinator of the 28th Annual Lake Superior Harvest Festival, coming up this Saturday, September 10th. It's going to be running from 10 to 4 p.m. at Bayfront. And Julie, I just can imagine that this is the kind of thing that takes months and months of preparation. And then what happens? The day goes by and it's a whirlwind, or does time freeze for you? Is this a long day or a really short day?
Often the day of is when I get to take a deep breath and walk around and say hi to everybody, which is really nice, because it's like what makes it all worth it is the event is happening, all of our vendors and exhibitors have a great time, and I get to finally say hi to them. And to see people come and have a great time at the festival that's what makes it all worth it. So I'm really looking forward to the day of as well. Yep. As well as the day after will be really nice for me.
Not that you're resting on your laurels, but I'm sure that the work starts for the 2023 Harvest Festival not that long after this. So
that's right. Pretty soon. Yep.
So Julie, back when you were explaining how SFA has fostered a sustainable farming and consumer relationship, the farmers, you have a wonderful website, and I'd encourage people to check out www.sfa-mn.org/Lake Superior, or you could call me and ask me what I just said, but check that out, because it just points to a lot of things that are available for the new generation of producers. Can you speak to where you see the growing interest blooming in the world? Is it the world of local food? Or do we have a lot more people becoming producers as well as people becoming educated consumers? And how can they help each other out? Does it happen right here? This one day seems like this is too intensive, a short event, 6 hours for people to learn as much as they need to learn about what's blossoming here.
Right. Yeah, it's a great point. There's a lot to be said there. We could talk for a whole hour about this, but
I've only got 10 more minutes, Julie, so let's split the difference.
We have this festival is that people can come and shop and buy produce directly from local farmers, as well as from the other organizations that are there, and small businesses. And that's probably one of the best and easiest things to do, is to show up at this market and spend your money on high quality, nutritious food from the people who grew it in our region. And I can't stress that enough. But then I also really like how you mentioned that there are a growing number of beginning farmers, and it's myself included, we've responded to the call of our failing food system, and it's failing for a number of reasons. But basically, we don't have enough farmers in the U.S. to maintain our current food supply, and we need to greatly expand the number of farmers in order to have new ways of farming, or maybe they're old ways remembered, that are nice to the land, not only sustainable but regenerative with the land, and increasing the amount of food that we can actually supply. And a lot of people are responding to that call, and it's really exciting. You know, not only we need, our food system needs help in a number of ways, and local food is a great way to fix it, I think.
Indeed. And this is kind of a one-off farmer's market, right? This doesn't represent a farmer's market that happens every other Saturday of season. Duluth has a very viable, energetic farmer's market and a number of them. But there was the original, quotes, Duluth farmer's market, and there are many more now. And there are farmer's markets out in some of the outlying areas, like in Two Harbors, that are really blossoming. But can you talk about how farmer's markets may be key to keeping those connections and possibilities growing between, there's a lot of us eaters out there, and there are a lot of people, as you said, trying to become, quotes, new farmers, and probably in need of knowing what the consumers are looking for and what their questions are, and maybe develop relationship. And farmers markets are where it's at, right? In a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's such a good place to directly interact with the farmer, for one, and farmers, God bless them, at farmers market, they do a load of education with every sale at the farmers market. But also on the other side, you know, it's awesome for farmers to be able to directly interact with their customers and see what they like, get feedback from them, see what sells well, and also just like feel the gratitude that people have when they buy directly from a farmer. And Harvest Festival, you're right, it's just this one time. And so we have a lot of vendors who do participate in one of the weekly markets around our region. But we also have a lot of farmers who don't do a farmer's market as a part of their regular
there are other models.
Business model. They do, you know, a lot of them focus on doing the CSA subscription boxes, or they'll sell more wholesale. And they really... that is working for them, but they love this one-time market to bring a lot of stuff at the end of the season and sell a lot of it on this one day. For a lot of them, it's their opportunity to meet with people who they don't necessarily get to see during the season as well at Harvest Fest.
And Julie, having been a market gardener for 9 or 10 years, I know that we're getting to the time of the year where people who don't grow very much for themselves, that do love to put food up, can and create relishes and salsas and or fill their freezer full of tomatoes they're going to make sauce with. Is this an opportunity? Will there be fairly bulk quantities of some of the special crops that we see being grown around the region? I mean, it ranges from even fruit to, you know, still leafy greens at this time of year, but there's certain things that people really might be counting on getting a whole mess of tomatillos for their salsa verde, or, you know, tomatoes for canning. Is this an opportunity for folks?
Absolutely. I am glad you brought that up. There's going to be apples. There's going to be winter squash, which is one of the easiest things to store in your basement for the entire winter.
Indeed, yeah.
There's going to be your canning tomatoes and peppers and everything that you need for salsa or tomato sauce. And I would recommend getting to Harvest Fest early so that you can really, find the good stuff.
That's kind of why I brought it up, to make sure people didn't miss out if they get there at 2 o'clock and all the canning tomatoes are gone.
Yeah, right, certainly. We have a significant amount of vendors, so I don't want people to worry too much about everything being sold out, because our vendors know to come prepared for this festival. But I want to make sure that people know about the produce parking area, which is at the SFA info tent at Harvest Fest. So you can get there early, buy your 20 pounds of tomatoes, and then drop them off at the info tent, and we'll hold them for you your name on them while you enjoy the festival. And then you can pick them up on your way out.
Great. Instead of checking your coat and hat, you're checking your vegetables. I love it.
Exactly. It's like coat check for pumpkins.
Now, a lot of folks who are going to be attending maybe bring people of all ages with them, whether they're grandparents or their preschool children. And some of the folks that are getting restless might tug on the a parent who's been talking to a vendor for 10 minutes about their crops. There's lots of family activity, things to see and do, maybe for people of all ages. Can you remind us again?
Yep. So one of the favorites always is the Maypole run by Terrence Smith. That'll happen twice during the day. I believe it's 11:45 and 1:45.
Right.
The other, well, all of our demonstrators are perennial favorites. I personally really love the Duluth Fiber Guild. They'll have, I believe, a loom on site that people can try.
Wow.
And then there'll also be chickens to pet, courtesy of locally laid.
I read that and really wanted to get your assurance that is actually happening and that always ends pretty well. It seems like could be an adventure at times, chasing the chickens.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, of course, it's at Bayfront Park, which I come to appreciate more and more every year for its design and the landscaping of the park. It's just, you know, you can roll down a hill or have a really nice seat in the shade on your picnic blanket while you're listening to music and letting the kids run around. It's just a really beautiful spot and designed really well, especially for what we do.
Yeah. So, Julie, when you said that some of the activities and exhibitors were in the bowl, you meant in that area dropping down towards that beautiful stage.
Yes.
So has the farmers, the festival grown to fill up the entirety of Bayfront? Because I imagine it wasn't quite so big that many years ago.
Right. We fill up the entire park from the music pavilion, which is really close to the water, where there'll be live music all day, and then all the way to the very part of the park that's closest to the Great Lakes Aquarium or Playfront. That's where the farmers market will be. And everywhere in between. So we'll have maps posted around the site as well as sandwich board signs telling you where to go next and pointing you in the certain directions, as well as posters with a QR code that people can scan with their phone, which then will pull up the festival map. On our website so people can see everything.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to hold it for next year to talk properly about, I forgot that you have musicians scheduled at regular intervals doing sets down. They're going to be on the main stage?
Well, we don't.
You don't
we
use
have
the main stage.
We have a little stage that's underneath the big pavilion.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. So, and the lineup is on our website, so people can check that out there.
Great. Wow. It is a day chock full of opportunities to both relax, get what you need to put up for the fall and winter, and have fun with the whole family. Anything I've missed asking you about, Julie, that you'd like to leave us with?
No, this is great. Actually, talking to you has made me more excited about it.
Excellent.
So thanks very much.
That is awesome. I appreciate your time so much, and I know this is maybe the calm part of the week before some things all have to happen at once, so I wish you luck with managing all of the people that you're going to have to be connected.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
This is my fourth year directing the festival. But last year was the pandemic, of course. So that threw a wrench in things. And we're really looking forward to it.
Well, we've been speaking with Julie Allen. Julie, thank you so much for filling us in about this great event, the Harvest Fest, Lake Superior Harvest
Fest.
Thanks
so much, Leo.
Thanks, Julie. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Julie Allen is the coordinator of the Lake Superior chapter of the Sustainable Farming Association of Minnesota, which also includes Northwest Wisconsin, their 28th annual Harvest Fest coming up September 10th, this Saturday at 10 a.m. It runs till 4 p.m. at Bayfront Festival Park in Duluth. This is Leo for KTWH.